Our Place, episode 490.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will. Well, hi everybody and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
Long time no see. Where have we been, Angie?
Somebody asked, in fact, had we done one, and I can't remember who it was, and he said, oh good, because I couldn't get it. I think it was John Wilshire, I think.
All right.
Somebody did, I can't remember. Anyway.
Well, we'll explain all the sort of things.
I said no, we hadn't, so that was fair enough.
So we've been away for 2 weeks, haven't we?
Yes. And we'll come to the reason. I can't remember what we did the previous week. I think it was just ordinary week, wasn't it? Up till.
But why didn't we do a podcast? I can't remember.
Yes, you can. It's because your mum and dad were around here last weekend.
That's right.
We'd arranged to have a carpet fitted.
That's right, yeah. So
we got contacted to come and estimate fitting in the bedroom. Because our carpet in the bedroom really needed replacing. It was a bit worn out.
The Friday I rang them up. Or the Thursday, something like that.
No, that's right. It was nothing to do. Well, we were going to do it. That's right.
Yeah.
And you did ring them up, and they said they'd come Monday. So your mum and dad came round last weekend
to help us move everything out.
Well, your mum actually, because your dad went back home because he had something else to do.
Yeah.
And we went through some of it, but that we didn't want. It's been quite nice actually getting rid of some rubbish.
Yeah.
And finding things that wonder where they are.
Yes, yeah.
So we had to clear out a lot of stuff from the bedroom. And
yep.
That's why we didn't do a podcast Saturday. No,
that's why we didn't.
Sunday we didn't get to it anyway. We had too much other stuff to do, so.
Yeah, yeah. So that was that weekend. And then Monday I went out.
That's right.
I went to Durham. Pink Panther Country. Durham. You know that one? I went to Durham and I met a lovely lady called Alex and we showed her some new products, including one that we're going to demonstrate here on the podcast this week, aren't we, Ange?
Yes.
So keep your ears peeled, lads and lasses, because that will come a bit later on. And we'll tell you what that is when we get to it. Now, so I went out on Monday. We went to Durham. And Angie had the carpet man come with Mum. Yeah. And Angie chose. And I don't get involved with colours because I'm no good with colours. Because I don't have any sight at all, for those who don't know. So I let Angie get on with that. And I must put a colour detector on it one day and tell me what it tells me
it
is.
Says.
Yeah. So that was that. And I must admit, it's a nice carpet.
The carpet, the man, Richard, who came round to do the estimating and measuring and all this, he said it's a kind of mushroomy colour, or a beigey sort of thing. Emma calls it a steel brown, whatever that might be.
Yeah, so we'll have different ideas.
It's not an obvious primary colour then. I would say.
No, that's right. So.
Angie, there's so many different kinds of all colours, isn't there? Then none of them.
Angie chose it, and I came back on Monday, and they were coming yesterday. In fact, mid-morning, Angie told me, and they did pretty much. They came about half past 11, I think, didn't they? And they were very quick. But then my mum had done a lot of the work for them. You know, Mum and Dad had taken the carpet up and...
Well, they wanted... I think their idea was to do it so that the sooner it could be done, you see, the sooner things could be put back.
Yeah.
Because if we couldn't get all of it back, we'd have ended up going round your mum and dad's to sleep, which your mum did put that as an idea. And I packed a case in case we had to.
Yeah.
In case, Pun intentional. Actually, it wasn't, but never mind.
Yeah.
So... because they came also Thursday to clear most of the cupboards. We've got a tall boy in another cupboard. They cleared all that and the wardrobes. So we stuck it all in the bathroom and everywhere. We couldn't go in the bathroom.
We had to do our ablutions downstairs. Good job we got another toilet.
Well, yeah, otherwise
That was fine, though.
We couldn't have done that, could we? Problem.
And Mum and Dad were brilliant.
Yeah.
And as was Emma, too. So
yeah, they were big. We had three brilliant helpers, didn't we?
Big public thanks to Emma, because she didn't have to do that. It's not on her job description.
No.
She normally does support work for me, but she muscled in as well. And she got things moving and grooving and took me out to get the lunch, didn't she, Anne? So we went and got fish and chips.
Fish and chips, which was yesterday. Nice treat, because it's the first I've had this year, first fish and chips of the year.
But between Monday and Friday, not a lot happened, really, did it?
No, but actually we're missing as well. We're forgetting what went wrong the previous week.
Oh, remind me.
About the middle of the week, the heating went wrong.
Oh, yes. This is...
We noticed a problem Thursday night, didn't we?
We noticed a problem Thursday, and I rang them about 9 on Thursday. And the guy promised me that he would book it, and he didn't. And they were supposed to come Friday. But basically what happened was that the heating was kind of randomly coming on when it felt like it. And not so it wasn't following what the hive was telling it to do. And we discovered that it was a motorised valve in the airing cupboard. And he had to change it completely. That's the basis of what happened. But they didn't come Friday. So Thursday night and Friday night was... flipping cold.
Well, sometimes it was, and then the heating would actually
then the heating
come
would come on,
and stay on and bring it up to temperature because that's what the was telling it to do.
Yeah, so that was.
And then it would go off, and then that would be it again.
Yeah, so he came Saturday as well. So it was.
It was
a bit like King's Cross Station here, wasn't it?
It was a bit.
And I was pumping out tunes from the Sonos.
We had the Sonos going upstairs and downstairs, playing.
Yeah. Randomising our library, our music library.
Shuffled our music. Oh, it was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yep,
that.
I enjoyed that. Yeah, I can feel another one coming on one day. So yes, this is good. And you know, if you can't decide what you want to hear, just shuffle the library. The only unfortunate thing is because my Elvis collection is huge.
You tend to get
more Elvis than anything else. whether you can exclude folders in a random shuffle, I don't know. That's another interesting, you know.
We got a lot of interesting stuff,
and we got a lot of interesting Elvis stuff that I'd heard for years, didn't we, Anne? So that was, you know, outtakes of things like Way On Down, which are much better than the original, I have to say.
And when you listen, it shows how wide-ranging our music
collection is.
Anybody kind here would really have got a glimpse into really quite old music, up to 90s bangy kind of music, you know.
Yeah,
I call it bangy music. I don't know what you want to call it.
Anyway. Yeah.
We have got all.
But the thing about Sonos is that you can choose a particular service if you're on it. You can choose Spotify or play music and say shuffle it. You know.
And if you've got accounts with various or Seven Digital is another one which we don't use, but you can.
Yeah, and Google has I'm Feeling Lucky Radio, and you can just literally tell it, and it bases it on what you played in the past and tries to serve you up some interesting music.
So basically we have the Sonos now as our morning alarm.
Yep.
With using TuneIn Radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's what you use in this country. That depending on where you live, depends in part at least on what you can get.
Yeah.
But we here can get Tidal. We use Tidal. The music service Tidal, Spotify, Google Play Music, because that's where our library is, as well as.
And we could use Apple Music if we wanted to.
We could, yes.
I don't know if we can use Amazon Prime. I don't think you can
you? I don't know about that. I believe you can use Deezer.
Yeah, you can use Deezer.
Well, you certainly can in some places. So I'm assuming you can use that.
So, that's another one.
And there's all kinds of Mixcloud and SoundCloud. And if you've got accounts with, you can use all those.
This is the thing about the Sonos. It fulfills the purpose of bringing all your services into one app. And it does that very, very well.
It does.
Now, Andrew Hodgson tweeted me, hello, Andrew, and he said, we didn't comment on the quality of the speakers when we did the setup, but we couldn't really because we'd only just set it up in the bedroom. It's not bad. I would say it's one of the better ones. It's better than some of the Bose ones that I've heard, but I haven't heard some of the modern Bose ones. It still has a slightly heavy bass, but you can rein that back. If you want to play with the equalizer and things like that.
There's also this true play thing.
This true play thing, which can match it to your room, apparently.
It can with iOS anyway.
Your room acoustics.
Works with Android yet.
But what I would say, Andrew, is for a bedroom, it's fine. It's absolutely perfect. Where it falls down a little bit, and I want people to be aware of this, especially musicians, because my mate Andre Louis would hate it, and that is they have a line in on the Kinect so that you can sonosify your amplifier or whatever you want to sonosify, so you can plug your mixer into the line of your Sonos. The trouble is you cannot turn off the analog to digital conversion. And because of that, and people have suggested that if you're not going to use any other rooms, you should be able to turn that off so it acts as a regular analog line in, but you can't. So what happens is you get a 70 millisecond delay. So if you imagine you play a keyboard and you get a 70 millisecond delay. Anyone know about local mode for MIDI? It's a bit like that. You know, it's like it's coming out of your keyboard and you're not getting it instantly. And so if I was going to sonosify me playing the keyboard, I'd have to turn the amplifier down here and use headphones directly into the keyboard, because it produces a horrible delay. And they have been apparently asked for about 10 years to allow us to do a straight, you know, analog line in if that's all you want to do. And I don't see why that couldn't be done in software, to be fair. So you turn off the D to A conversion, or the A to D conversion, and then back, because what it's doing is it's converting it to digital and then back to analog. And it's because of the mesh network, the relay is not fast enough. And part of that is your Wi-Fi signal. You know, if the data can't travel fast, then you get this latency business, this high latency. But the if they allowed you to turn off, if you were only in the one room and you just said, I want to use it today as a line in, I don't want to use it as a Sonos at all, and you could disable all that intelligence, that would solve the problem, wouldn't it? Really? You think about it.
It would, but because it's made for multi-room and you can make your other one play the line, you can make it play from the line in downstairs, you can group it.
Yes.
That might be a pain.
Now, another
time you wanted to change
but another thing people have complained about, and I didn't think about it, is lip sync on televisions. You know?
Yeah, but the soundbar doesn't do that.
The soundbar apparently doesn't do that, so it has a better encoder in it. And you, although I bet you there is a delay, if I was to get one and look at it, I bet you there is a delay. It's probably not 70 milliseconds, you know. You probably wouldn't notice it. The average person wouldn't notice it.
No.
I didn't notice it when I just played my Chromecast through it, for example.
No.
All I noticed was it took a while to turn on the podcast itself, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it kind of... It's also got this annoying power management thing, isn't it? Where it doesn't... You know, if you haven't got a signal, it turns off the line in. So then you have to wait for it to turn it on and fade it in, and you know. And it all takes time to do it. So I've had to plug my mixing desk back into my amplifier directly so I can get direct output, haven't I?
But it depends what you want to do, though. So we better be quite clear. The Kinect we have downstairs, but I've got a Play 5 upstairs.
Upstairs, yep.
That also has a line in, so you could... If you're only ever going to have one speaker as well...
That also, though, has the second 70 millisecond delay.
It would have, but if you just wanted, if you're not a musician and you're not gonna, I mean, we've got round it again now. We've took it from not being in the mixer now.
You could plug an audio Chromecast into it and it would be fine.
You could,
Or you could plug a video Chromecast into it and be annoyed by the lip sync, but it'd still be fine. You know, those that can see. But it is not good for musicians, I would say.
If you want to play instruments, don't do it. Don't do that.
unfortunately, it was never mentioned in Sonesthesia, and I'm surprised at that. You know, I'm surprised Jonathan didn't discover it. Or did he discover it and just not mention it?
Why would he discover it?
I don't know.
Play instruments?
I don't know, but...
I don't think he does. I've never heard that.
But he does have music, you know, in different houses, in different rooms and things like that.
Yeah, but that doesn't affect that.
No, it's true, actually, but...
It syncs properly.
I'm surprised the family didn't say, whoa, wait a minute, hang on, the TV, but he's got the play bar, hasn't he?
He's got the play bar for TV.
So he wouldn't have noticed it. But the Kinect is not as good as the play bar for the line in, and neither is the Play 5 as good as the... Play bar
we
either.
Do we know that?
Yes, yes. People
even the second gen.
Yes, people actually sent Kinects back and they bought a Play 5, hoping, you know, that even though it'd be bulky in the living room, they hoped it would solve the delay problem. And of course, it doesn't.
No.
So and Sonos, believe it or not, have not commented one little bit that I've seen on it. So they're a bit tight-lipped about it. Whether They're going to bring out a new version of the Kinect, which bypasses this delay if you want it to. I don't know, but it doesn't make a nice line in. Also, professional recording would be compromised as well, because you'd hear your voice echoed back to you, wouldn't you?
Basically, don't plug it into your mixer.
Don't plug it into a mixing desk, I would say.
We've gone straight into the digital of the amp now.
Yeah, so I've plugged the... Well, it was in anyway.
But I was using
one of the analogue outs to go into the mixer.
We were doing it so in hopes of playing whatever through the line in upstairs if we needed to.
I can still do it.
I could still do it if I wanted to do it.
But it's not elegant then. No. That's a fair word for it, isn't it? It's not an elegant solution.
No.
So,
for just playing music it's fine. It's perfect.
All of this to say, Andrew, that the quality of the speakers is fine, is good.
Well, the Play 5 is the best.
We thought the Play 5 was better than the other two.
We went into Curry's and had a listen, which isn't the best listening spot, admittedly.
The Play 5 had more detail, even in Curry's, where it's echoey. But it's good for hi-fi, if you like. It's kind of good for hi-fi in the bedroom. But it's hi-fi convenience is what I call it. Because of the other stuff it does, I wouldn't say it's top-notch hi-fi. Would you go along with that?
Well, no, it's...
I mean, there's too many compromises. It doesn't play lossless.
It doesn't play the 24-bit flex stuff. So if you've got quite a lot of that in your music library, don't expect it to play it, as it won't.
No. So... presumably, if you've got a collection like we have of the Beatles, which is in 24-bit flat.
Having said that, we have got the MP3 versions.
We've got the MP3 versions, which are in our library.
Which
so
it would play that, wouldn't it?
It would play those,
it would play those.
But that's my overall take on it. And, you know, if you disagree, if you think I'm talking complete rubbish, then come back at me and tell me. But that 70 millisecond delay got a bit annoying with me. You know, I was just enjoying my keyboard.
Probably, I wonder if a better place, if anyone's near one, is to go to somewhere like Richard Sounds for a listen, is it? Would you think? Maybe.
Probably, yeah, because they've probably got a hi-fi room.
I don't know. But
they can set you one up.
It's what they do, isn't it, I suppose.
Do they sell it? They do sell it, don't they?
I think they sell that. I'm pretty sure they do. John Lewis, again, apparently, you can go and listen to
I know my supplier, because I buy hi-fi stuff occasionally. And I have a trade account with Midwich Limited. They're only for business. They don't sell
it. But they've been asked about it.
But they've been asked by a lot of people if they would sell it. So it may happen one day. So that is really my take on the Sonos.
Superfy as well. I've got a few shops.
There is nothing bad about it, in my view. It's just little niggles, isn't it?
Yeah. You were more impressed than you thought you'd be.
Yeah, I was.
It's the only speaker that I've found yet that works... And in the part of the bedroom to anywhere near decent.
Yeah.
The others, they didn't sound right.
This sounded more boxy, didn't it?
For some reason, this one sounds, I don't know why, because I haven't messed with TruePlay.
But I will say to you, folks, if you get one, if you decide to get a Play 5 or any of those, turn off the loudness. You really don't need it. Especially on the Play 5. You probably would on the cheaper devices, the Play 1 and Play 3.
You might.
Because you may not get a good bass at low volume. But the Play 5 really doesn't need it.
No.
Does it, Andy? Even at low volume. Does it?
For some reason, the loudness was on by default.
Yes,
is interesting.
Yep, and it's now off by default.
We turned that off.
I turned it off.
Yeah.
You can rein back the over bassiness and things like that.
But if you're in a little flat and you want, as I say, if you've got a music, you can use your own, like we put our computers on and use our own music library along with the other things, but if your music library is all you've got, you can still use that.
The PC app is not bad.
From what you were describing, that's
it's not
really,
bad.
Really
it's not bad. I don't actually think you need a script, although Brian's written one, because I could get around it with WindowEyes with very little problem. I think he tried to curb some of the verbosity that it has and things like that, because there is some. But I could get around it without issue, and I was able to play a track in the bedroom using the PC, things like that.
Absolutely.
That was not an issue. You know,
absolutely.
And if you want one in your office, just get a Kinect and plug it into the PC.
You
could do that as well, using the line in. You know, so all in all, I'd say it's expensive for what it is, because I think they could have put higher grade components in it.
And don't get mixed up between the Kinect and the Kinect amp either.
No, the Kinect amp is actually an amplifier.
It is, and it's to run speakers. If you haven't got that, but you want to run a pair of speakers somewhere.
Yeah.
It'll
then you want a Kinect amp. But if you've got an amplifier that you like,
get a connect like we did.
Yeah, and my amp is better than the Sonos, in my opinion. You know,
it's
better tuned for us, isn't it? And so I plug in the connect and I can play Sonos through the amplifier using the digital, analog to digital out there.
So we had it upstairs and downstairs last week and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It's what we did New Year's Eve, which I think we said on the podcast. So yes, I mean, if you, a Play 5 would be all right in the living room as well, especially in a flat, I'd have thought.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you
even
know,
even in here, I think it'd be all right.
If yes, it would probably, although it wouldn't have a wide enough spread.
No, here. But it will fill the set.
But
no,
it would fill the room.
You're going
to
have.
You wouldn't get much stereo. You'd have to have two of them, I think, in here.
You can have pair.
And you can pair two of them as well.
You can pair two of them. Yeah,
you can
stand them up and you can pair them. You can switch it into pairing.
You can.
Just
pair
that. So you've got left and right stereo as normal.
Left and right wide stereo. So if you can.
A pair of Play Ones apparently is another good way of doing that.
Yeah.
Which is cheaper than two pair of Play Fives. So if you want stereo. Better spread, then yes, you need a pair of
my overall opinion is there's nothing wrong with it at all.
No,
but you know, if you do more than just play music on it, then you'll get a few of these trip ups that I've been talking about. You know, is that a fair analysis?
Yes,
you know, if you want to do mixing through it and things like that, then
it isn't made for it. And if they are thinking of doing it, it's way down their list of priorities. It's not, probably it isn't what they made it for, is it?
No. No.
So you don't.
And they don't really feed back to you if you make suggestions to them. They don't, even on their forums. They don't. They're very quiet.
They're quiet. So. They'll come back if there's a problem, like with the alarms at the end of the year.
Oh yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
Where it kept going. It's at the end of a leap year, isn't it?
Yes,
apparently?
And on a Saturday.
And on a Saturday.
So it's not going to happen that often.
You kept switching the Saturday alarm on, and you couldn't turn it off by pressing
by turning it off. You couldn't turn it off in the app.
By pausing it or anything.
You pause it, and it came back on again, didn't it?
But it's fine again now.
Yeah.
You can have 32 of these alarms. I think it's 32.
Mm. And they can be anything. They can be a playlist, can't they? Or music,
or
radio,
music.
Or yeah.
They're limited in time, like radio alarms are. Is it
2 hours? I think is the most you can do. But I think
actually that's not bad. Our dad only does an hour.
Yeah, but you can't do like an hour and a half. You can't set your own agenda. You can't say, you know, I want an alarm for an hour and 15 minutes. You can only use the presets that they give you.
Yes.
So.
But most alarms do have. But to be fair,
you know,
they
could have in advanced in the alarm settings. Mm. They could have let you type in the exact number of minutes, and I don't think that would take much coding, to be honest. Because then you could have 90 minutes or, you know, and so on. But yeah, it's all right. It's not bad. So that's my overview, Andrew. It's hard really for me to demonstrate the quality of the speakers
if you can find somewhere
recording.
To have a listen.
Yeah, and microphone ambience is going to get in the way and all kinds of things.
If you go on Sonos websites, you can locate the stores.
Yes.
Where they sell them.
Yes.
In your area as well.
But overall, I think it was all right. I mean, it was better than I thought it was going to be. I actually thought it was going to be more kind of, you know, quantity of services over quality. But the Play 5 surprised me.
Yes.
You know.
So we were going to have a Play 1. I was going to go for a Play 1, which would be really cheap.
Yep.
We heard it. I thought, yeah, that's fine. Then we heard Play 5. And we thought,
I said to you, that's not good enough for you, didn't I? The Play 1, didn't I? I said, that's not good enough for you. The Play 1 wasn't in the bedroom.
No.
And now the Play, I mean, I've played thunderstorms over it and all kinds of things.
If I were going to put one in the kitchen, though, I'd only put Play 1 in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Loads of the trouble. Because our kitchen don't sound good anyway.
No, it's too echoey. But I've played thunderstorms through it since, haven't I? And it does sound good. You get the rain, you get all the detail, don't you? And things like that.
Well, we're talking to speakers. We do have speakers in the kitchen.
But yeah.
Because our amplifier has...
We bought them from Tandy.
We did, years ago.
And they're still on the wall,
they're still working. They were like 50-odd quid. Oh, no,
yeah. And they're not high quality, but they're actually paired to my amplifier. So the amp can play up to four speakers.
Yeah, you've got A and B, haven't
speakers
you?
A and speakers B.
Only thing I wish is that there was a way...
Of controlling the volume of each.
The volume of each set. And I can think of a way. Obviously, I don't know how you do this because I'm no expert on it. But if anyone who knows about, a CB or amateur radio, little handhelds with the squelch sometimes inside the volume knob. Some of them do, don't they? So you could have an inner and an outer knob.
Yeah.
And the outer could control speakers A and the inner could control the volume of speakers B. How about that?
Well, yeah.
That, I don't know how, if it could be.
But you don't, you need a new amp for that.
Yeah, well, we're not buying a new amp. We've just bought this
exactly.
amp. But it's very, it can be very yeah. loud in the kitchen where not, because it's smaller and it's very echoey.
Yeah.
So it often seems louder where it's not so loud in here.
Mm. Yeah. So I think that's the week, though.
Yeah,
we went off at a tangent simply because I was asked about the quality of the speakers of Sonos.
Yeah, I mean, this last week, nothing really until, as I said, we got the carpet done. It's all done. Everything's back.
Mm. Yeah.
More or less, your mum and dad have got some drawers under the bed.
I'm not going to put a link, Ange, to the forum article about 70 millisecond delays because they've hashed it to death,
yeah,
to be honest.
No, we don't need
so
to
I'm not going
to
do that.
Anyone can search it up if yeah. they want to do it, can't they?
Yeah, just type in something like Sonos 70 milliseconds delay and you'll get it. You know, 70 ms delay and you'll find it. I didn't know it was 70 mil until I discovered it, the forum item, and yeah, sure enough, it is about 70 milliseconds. People suggested that you can turn off compression and improve it a little bit, but if you turn on compression, it's more than 70. So 70 is about the best you can get it,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Turning on compression is for people, you know, if you've got poor signal or, you know, because
yeah.
then it compresses it before it transmits it.
Yes, yes.
We don't want that in this house because we've
we
got
do not
pretty good.
We're all right.
We've got a pretty good internet connection anyway, haven't we?
Yes.
So I don't want to turn off compression on the line in. So yeah, that's the my little overview of the Sonos Play 5 and the Sonos Connect, if you like. Play 5's upstairs, Connect is downstairs, so I can pipe music into the bedroom from down here. And I don't think we're going to need any more.
No.
To be honest.
You did say you might do your office with a Connect one day, didn't you?
But possibly, but I wish they were a bit smaller. You know, because
yeah,
it's quite a big
trouble,
box.
Yeah. You know. We're short on space, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know yet.
Mm. To be honest, yeah, and the trouble is you don't want to put a Play 5 or anything in there because
no.
you've got, again, space, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've got good speakers connected to the PC.
Yeah, so you want to use that.
I'd want to use a Kinect so that I could get the best out of the Bowers & Wilkins that I've got.
Yeah.
Wouldn't I?
But you can play your music library anyway, just with it as you are, can't you? You know, off your PC.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You just
can't. If I'm playing something downstairs, you can't. Oh, I fancy grouping to that. You can't do
you
it.
You could pipe it up to the bedroom and say to me, listen to this.
Yeah, but
you,
now,
you
know, if you wanted to hear it, you couldn't.
Yeah, no.
If you're working on a computer, you couldn't
no,
say, oh, I
no.
fancy that.
So,
I can't do it.
I don't know yet, but I've got an Echo Dot in the in the office. So,
yes.
you know.
Yeah, but that won't group with what I'm
that,
doing.
No,
same as
that's tiny,
first.
That is.
Yeah, they're tiny.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. I think that's about it as far as talking about things that have happened and things that have been and done and things.
There isn't a lot happened, really, is there?
No. So are we going to go on to this new product, are we?
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, and then we'll come back to say the final Cheerios, yeah?
Yep.
The best thing. So basically what this is we've started selling the Galaxy ID Mate, which is a... talking barcode reader. For those that don't know, pretty much every food item has a barcode on it, and you can do this, and you can, you know, scan. It's got a very wide angle lens, and you can scan even if you're totally blind a tin or a box or a packet, and if it's on the database it will read it to you, including cooking instructions, we discovered, and so on. But if it isn't on there, well, find out, eh? What do you say?
Yeah.
If it isn't on there, then we'll go to the recording to find out what happens if it's not on there. So let's hear this and then come back. This is a recording for our place. We're actually in our kitchen now, and we're going to demonstrate a gadget called the ID Mate Galaxy from Envision America. This is a new gadget to Computer Room Services, but it's not a new gadget. It's been around for some time. They've done various ID Mates. I guess it's about 6 inches long, and the thickest part, which is where the lens is, it's about an inch and a half, I'd say. And then it goes to a thinner sort of body of the device. So And then you have buttons. You've got an up and a down arrow. You've got a selector button, and then you've got a mode button. This is also an MP3 player and a voice memo recorder as well. And we'll demonstrate some of that in a minute. So I'm going to turn on the device, and this is what you hear. You hear a very high-pitched noise, like that, while it's booting. And Angie's standing by my side, ready to give me all kinds of interesting things that hopefully we'll scan. Bear with me, I need practice at this because I've only just had it for a week or so.
ID Mate Galaxy. 8 GB card. Battery 82%. ID mode.
Okay, now this is called ID mode. And the barcode scanner is whirring. There's a motor. There's it's like a barcode gun that they have in the shop.
Silly place network not reachable.
And it always does that. It will connect in a minute, so we'll just wait for it to connect.
And then connected to silly place network.
There we go. Now, so the mode button actually is a long button on the left-hand side, and that switches you between...
Memo. MP3 player. System. Help. ID mode.
This is not a tutorial, it's just basically to give you an overview of the gadget. But what I will say is that the voice memo.
Memo.
Is a very simple device.
No memos in memory.
There's no memos in memory, so you can record, you can hold down the record.
Press and hold the record button to start recording.
Okay, so now I'm going to hold the record button down and I'm going to say, this is a test memo, and this is hopefully recording nice and echoey in our kitchen, and let's see how the recording goes.
This is a test memo, and this is hopefully recording nice and echoey in our kitchen, and let's see how the recording goes.
And all I did then was release the record button, and it automatically played it. If I wanted to play it again, I could just press select. And he isn't playing. What? No, I'd have to play the arrow
this
key, that's right.
Test memo.
I press the down arrow
and,
key.
This is hopefully the up arrow recording key. Nice and echoey in our kitchen.
And there we play.
Let's see how the recording goes.
And then I'm going to erase the memo.
Press the erase button again to delete the following message.
This is a test
memo. So I can press delete.
Message erased.
And that is the memo in its simplest form. There is an MP3 player, but I don't have MP3s on it at the moment.
MP3 player.
And?
System.
And that is where your system...
Battery 81%.
Settings
current
are.
Current date and time. Thursday the 12th of January 2017. Help.
And then you've got help.
ID mode.
And this is the one we're mainly interested in, ID mode. Now, this device is really good. What it does is it scans barcodes. And every item has a barcode when you buy it in the shops. It's a unique number, and when it finds a unique number, it reads you the barcode, hopefully. If you don't have a barcode, if the database doesn't have a barcode, because it's got an 8 GB card in it, then it will say item not found, and you can just press and hold record, and then you can speak your entry. And you can speak more than one message per barcode as well, which means that you can put in cooking instructions or whatever. So what we're going to do is we're going to just throw a few items at it. That just means the barcode scanner is timed out because it saves on power, to save on battery power. You can increase the timeout length, and it does take practice to get barcodes. For example, on tins, barcodes are often near where the seam is, or just... you know, round the corner from it a little bit. And the barcode scanner is very forgiving in that it will find a barcode about 8 inches away from the tin, so, or the packet, or whatever you're scanning. So, what are you going to give me first, Ange? You're very quiet there. Not saying a word. Right. So, Angie's given me a tin. So, I'm going to turn ID mode back on because it timed out. And I'm going to scan this. So basically, I've got the tin on the surface, and I'm spinning the device spinning it round. Got it.
Product Heinz ravioli and tomato sauce.
Now.
Continued.
That's what I was waiting for. Now it says continued, so we can carry on reading about it.
Package size 400G. Instructions. Microwave. Category E850W. Microwave ovens vary. The following is a guide only. Empty contents into a microwavable container and cover. Heat on full power for 1.5 minutes. Stir, then heat for a further 1 minute. Check that product is hot before serving. From ambient, microwave. Pop empty contents into a saucepan and stir gently while heating. Do not boil or overcook as this will impair the flavor. From ambient, pop. Ingredients. Beef ravioli, 45%. Water, durum wheat semolina. Beef, 14%. Wheat flour, egg, vegetable oil, salt, onion. Flavoring, tomatoes, 44%. Concentrated tomato puree, sugar, modified corn flour, herb extracts, salt, vegetable oil, garlic salt, spice extracts, black pepper. Warnings. Contains gluten. Contains wheat. Contains eggs. Not suitable for milk allergy sufferers. Free from artificial colors. No artificial colors. Serving size per 1/2 can. Calories per serving 153. Saturated fat per serving 1.4. Total fat per serving 3.3. Sodium per serving 0.5. Carbohydrates per serving 24.7. Fiber per serving 1.6. Sugar per serving 6.1. Protein per serving 5.2. Per 100 energy in cal 77. Per 100 energy in kj 321. Per 100 protein 2.6. Per 100 carbohydrates 12.4. Per 100 thereof total sugar 3. Per 100 fat 1.6. Per 100 thereof Saturday fat 0.7.
Saturated fat, obviously. Yes.
Per 100 fiber 0.8. Per 100 sodium 0.3. Other package details, one of your 5 a day. Dietary information.
Oh.
No artificial colors. Low fat and low sugar. One of your 5 a day and 1/2 a can when eaten as part of a balanced diet. Can metal widely recycled. Made in England. Package details. Pasta in our classic tomato sauce. Heinz beef ravioli and tomato sauce is just what you need if you are looking for a quick, filling and tasty meal. Made with deliciously juicy tomatoes. Manufacturer J. Heinz Company, Limited, Hayes, Mix, UB4, 8AL. Product Heinz Ravioli
and that's
tomato
it.
Sauce.
Now, I don't intend to go through all of the details of everything that we scan, but I did that as to make a point that you can get a heck of a lot in a barcode.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. So
it's just proved it, hasn't it? That's a lot of stuff.
That's just proved it, isn't it? Yeah. So what have you got for me next, Ange? Oh, you've got a box for me now. Let's hope I can find the barcode on this flipping box, because boxes are sometimes a bit tricky. Got it.
Product Kellogg's Breakfast Bakes Raisin 6. Eggs.
There you go.
Yes.
Continued.
So there's a lot more info about that. That's Kellogg's. bakes. They're breakfast bars, aren't they? Cereal
yes.
bars, and
yeah.
Yeah. So, even though this is an American product, it has a good UK database of products, and it's found more stuff that we've thrown at it than it hasn't found.
Yes,
isn't
it has.
It?
Yeah. Yes.
So, what are you going to give me next? Okay. Let's see. Yeah, the barcode scanner is still whirring. Give me a tin this time. And it does take some practice, I will say, to get an idea of where the barcodes are.
No.
That means it's timed out. No. So the thing has switched
ID
off.
ID mode.
So I should really increase the time while I'm practicing of it. Where's the barcode? Come here, you blighter.
We read this one the other day, so I know it's good.
Yeah. Mm.
Not having it today, is it?
No.
Yeah, you did read this one though before.
Did we?
Yes.
It's timing out again. Just to show you that I'm doing it live, and there's no setup here, you know, no special. So there's the seam of the tin. Usually just round the corner from the tin. I'm just spinning the tin round slowly in front of the lens. By the way, I've got it round my neck so that I can hold it with one hand and I can hold the... Got it.
Product Prince's Hot Chicken Curry 400G.
There you go. Prince's Chicken
Continued.
Hot Curry. So that's another tin, and that was just a little bit round the corner from the seam. So they do vary a little bit on where they are. So I think I'm getting a pattern now with tins. It's easier to pick the tin up with your left hand and spin it round in front of the scanner rather than doing it on the table.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of practicing with it. Anything else you got for me? Ooh.
We haven't tried one of these.
We haven't tried one of these, okay.
Nature Valley Crunchy Granola Bars Roasted Almond 10 Bars 5 X42G.
There you go.
Yeah.
So continued. We still haven't caught it out yet, have we, Ange?
No.
No?
I'm okay. Trying.
You go.
I'm trying to catch it out. The thing I caught it out with the other day, I haven't got any more of.
Okay. That was
about.
Seemed to be Slimming World, wasn't it, that you
no,
didn't
it
know
wasn't.
About?
It was also Cafe Asia.
Yeah, Cafe Asia, and also I think it was a Slimming World thing you had, didn't it?
Try this empty box here.
Oh, this one, yeah. Okay.
I bet you can guess what was in that, can't you?
Where's the barcode, though? Don't appear to be on the side on that one.
No, some of the boxes are on the actual surface, you know, front or back.
Yeah. Got it.
Product Greg's 4 sausage rolls, 440G.
Yeah. There you
Continued.
Go. And so far, you still haven't caught
haven't
it out, have you?
I haven't found anything to catch it out with. I haven't actually found something I can catch it out. All my tins in this cupboard is going to read, I know that.
So comments, Ange, I mean, it really does aid independence,
it does.
Doesn't it?
If
you, because these labels are already on the products, aren't they? You don't have to label them.
I mean, we did the other day, and I was hoping the Greggs wouldn't pick up Greggs or something like that, but it has.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it didn't. I wonder if I can find it. Let's keep away so that your head doesn't...
No, you're in a wall. Angie's in a wall cupboard now. That's why she's telling me to
keep
away.
Your head away from...
And the...
Oh, no, that's... Where are they? I can't reach. No, that's red, but it can read that one. I can't reach far enough. I don't know if I've got any more of those left. No, it doesn't look like I've got any more. Look, Richie's left. It didn't read those, did it?
All right.
And I can't find any more. I can't reach far enough anyway.
So do you have anything else different? Or?
No, not that I can fit. I've got plenty of tins and that, and of course it's going to read those, I think. It's all Heinz, most of my stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it should read Heinz.
Although one thing I haven't tried.
All right. Do you want to take this empty box?
Yeah.
What have you got there?
You can have that later. You can keep that aside for your drink later. You wanted some
All right.
Didn't you? You wanted some of that.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Try scanning the barcode when the barcode scanner's turned off, Steve. That doesn't
that's
help.
That's quite clever, that.
Right. Okay. Got it.
Wow.
Ah.
What does that mean?
It means it's looking.
Oh, I don't think it's...
So it goes online to look as well.
Item not found. To record. Press and hold.
Now, I don't know which one button. It is. That's the only problem.
So, but we can delete the recording. I mean, this is purely for a test.
So what it is touch copper suit.
If I touch the recording here, so I could have just held it down. Sometimes it tells you to hold it down, and other times it doesn't. So I'm going to scan it again, and then I'm going to teach it what this is, and then show you. And it's played a silly recording because I let the recorded button go too quick. So I'm now going to record it and say...
Press and hold the record
now,
button
see?
To start
recording. Don't know why it does that sometimes and others. Bachelor's cuppa soup.
Bachelor's cuppa soup.
Okay, so now every time you scan that, if we scan it again... Oh, I must have got the angle just right before now.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, I know why. I think I've got to cancel the...
Bachelor's cup of soup.
Memo.
That's
help. ID mode.
Right. Right. So you can hear the motor on the scanner. Did you hear that, Ange?
Yeah.
It actually has got a laser light in it, so it doesn't need light. There we go, it's got it.
Bachelor's cup of soup.
There you go.
Read that out.
And it read that out. And you can make more recordings, and you can also, what do we call it? You can also record. So you can record all the cooking instructions if it doesn't have them and all that. I'm going to erase that.
Press the erase button. Message erased. Press the erase. Message erased.
There was two messages, silly message and that one.
Yeah.
There you go. So you can actually teach it. If it doesn't know a particular item, you can teach it.
And if you make a mistake, you can erase it.
And you can erase the messages if you make a mistake as well. So
that's good. So you can label, you know, anything that isn't, you can label as little or as much as you want.
Yes.
You know, totally
as little. If it's just enough to say to you, you know, bachelor's cup of soup, then
that's
good.
That's all you need. Sometimes.
If you want the cooking instructions, you can record them yourself.
Yeah,
There is also a feature which I haven't tried yet. It's disabled by default, so there's no privacy issues. You can actually share your voice recordings with the Envision America community. You can upload them, and then everyone gets them on their database, which is another good thing as well. So that in essence is the IDmate Galaxy. And the price is a bit steep, I have to say. It's £995. But in a way, you know, if you're blind, particularly if you're on your own, I think it would aid you to a lot of independence, because even though you can get cheaper labellers, you can get things like the Pen Friend and things like that, you've got to have someone label it first for you, haven't you?
Yes.
But with this, you can scan things and read things. And if you've got a little bit of sight and you've got enough sight to know where the barcodes are, you know, if you can read print and you know where the barcodes are, I reckon you could even take it to a shop if you wanted to with an earphone, and you could just scan along the shelf, you know, and have it read things out to you as well. They've actually said that somewhere on their website. I read someone did that. So even that's possible. So you could do that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's the Galaxy IDmate. What's your thinking on it, Ange?
I think it's great. I mean, I knew about it a long while ago.
Yeah.
And people used to do their CDs with it, didn't they?
Yeah.
It was a very long time ago. But it has improved now, hasn't it? Because it can look up things.
It's now got Wi-Fi, so it can go online to look as well.
When I heard about it first, it didn't have hardly any. I can't remember. There was a reason that I can't remember why I wasn't interested back then. Mm. It was a lot further out of my price range than it is nowadays.
And it also wasn't Wi-Fi, so...
No, it wasn't Wi-Fi, but that in itself wasn't an issue.
What makes it good that it is Wi-Fi, though, Ange, is that in the old days, they used to send you an SD card every time they updated the database or whatever.
Mm.
Now the database gets updated every 6 months, and you can just go download the update yourself using the device. The device will actually let you download it without a computer.
But I personally think it's great, the more food you get, you have in your house, the more choices. I mean, we have all different things, and it's really nice to know what they are. And if I don't, get somebody to tell me, and we can record what it is. You know?
Indeed, yeah.
Oh, it's lovely. Yeah, I like it. I must admit.
I do.
Think it's very practical.
I didn't know how much UK stuff it was going to find, and I was pleasantly surprised. You know, so.
I think back in the day, it didn't do that much, did it?
No. No.
If I remember rightly. I don't really remember. It's a long while ago that I heard. And I only heard someone demonstrating recording their CDs. Recording about their CDs. And actually, this was so long ago. I don't know whether it was memory built in or memory cards. I don't even know if it was memory cards then. It seems to be a long time back.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, memory cards were very expensive as well. So it was all quite a little bit more prohibitive than it is now.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone demonstrate it with food before.
No. So we've done that now. We've filled that gap.
I mean, somebody might have done. I don't know. The ones I heard were just people's CDs for whatever reason. That's all they used. Which, of course, you can. You know, anything with a barcode. No, I think it's great. And I think it could be very helpful to us here, personally.
Yeah, I do too.
It's already proved you've managed to read everything, even though it took a while, one or two of them. You managed to read everything. You've managed to find the barcode and everything. The only thing you had trouble with the other day, but you didn't do it as long as that, was some sun bites.
Yeah, but that wasn't my fault, apparently.
Even on the outer packet you got.
I didn't try it on the outer packet, did I?
You didn't try it hard enough.
No.
I think you did, but not for very long.
Yeah, I mean, it's the... The what we had is a multi-pack of sun bites, and each sun bite packet doesn't have the barcode on it, but the outer packet has. But today I was able to scan it with no problem, the outer packet.
It had an awful lot of information.
And it had a lot of information all about the ingredients and things like that.
Now, some things don't have much information. The one thing we scanned the other day was Adnam's Ale, wasn't it?
Yes,
and that didn't have much information. Adnam's Ghost Ship.
Adnam's Ghost Ship, and I was well impressed that it found it.
It found that, but
there was no info in the barcode.
So that's obviously down to the manufacturer.
I might well contact Adnam's about that, and any beer that I have, I might contact the brewery because it'd be good, wouldn't it? You know, the more info they can put in the barcode, like
how
the percentage and all that stuff, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll probably say, oh, but all that's on the bottle. But then on the food packaging, it's all on labels.
Well, no, they won't say that because I'll tell them why. I'll tell them we've got this gadget. So,
yeah, I know.
You know, and the more info that's in the barcode, the better it is for
that
some.
That might be their first thought, though.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's
so what I'm going to do, I think we're about finished the recording, aren't we, Ange?
Yes.
And I'm going to leave the last word to the device. So I'm going to power down the device. And the way we do that is we press the power button, and it asks you to press it again to power it down to make sure you didn't do it by accident. So if I press the power button, I'm going to say cheerio and we'll go back to our place. And after we've heard this, power down. So take it away, Galaxy.
Press the power button again to power down. Press any button to cancel. Powering down.
And there you are. So the Galaxy ID Mate is, as well as a barcode reader, as we said, it's an MP3 player and also a voice recorder, so you can keep your own notes. It's somewhat expensive. I can understand why, though. It costs £995, but you do get updates to the database for the life of the product. So as long as you've got the product, because it goes online and it updates the database, you get, roughly they tell me every 6 months you get updates to the database. So that's not long, really.
No.
So if they add new products and things, you should get them pretty quick. And as you heard on the recording, you can actually record your own. And we didn't show them inventory mode, which could be good, couldn't it, Angie? If you have a shopping list, if you turn on inventory mode, which is off by default, you can tell it how many of an item you've got. So if you scan a tin of beans and you've got four of them, you can set the number to four. And then every time you scan a tin of beans, you can then reduce that number by one, so that you just scanned it, you found out what it is. You think, I'm going to have that for dinner tonight. So then you reduce the quantity of it by one, and it goes down to three, then two, then one. Then apparently it warns you when it's out of stock. I must try this, because it does sound quite good. And also for warehouse people and things like that,
yes.
Stocking lots of products. And I've already seen a use for it for my own business, in a sense, because I could scan a lot of my stock that has barcodes and make sure that it knows about them. And then, we should be able to go along the shelf and hopefully find things, which would be quite nice. Another alternative to braille labels. Yes, I know you can do the pen friend and all that stuff, but I think this is great because you don't need sighted help for the most part to know what you're scanning and to label it. So with the pen friend, for example, you get all your shopping. And unless you get a really nice driver who will label it all for you, which is, we don't. We put it all away. And, fortunately, Angie can see a lot of it at the moment. But
I mean, obviously, where it doesn't know the item, you might need help.
Then you would need help, need help. And I would.
But once it's done,
I completely
done.
Accept that.
Once it's done, though, it's done, isn't it?
Yes, and you can have someone reading you out all the cooking instructions, all the ingredients, the calorific values, anything you want, because in a regular barcode, if it's there, all of that stuff's there, isn't it, Andrew, for the most part, except for beer.
Well, sometimes some of it have far more information than others.
Now I scanned, for example, a bottle of Adnams Ghost Ship before we recorded that,
and that's all it told us.
And all it told us, it was Adnams Ghost Ship. So I knew what the beer was, but I didn't know the percentage, the ABV, the all the nice things I like to know about the strength of the beer and things like that. So, I don't know. I might get to Adnams one day and say, put some more information in your barcode. Why don't you? because it might help blind people out. You never know, do you?
No.
So, there is a wine company, isn't there, called Naked Wines.
That's right.
Apparently. Mm. And they have an app. And you can scan that with your phone. But it's actually finding the barcode with a very small camera would be the difficult bit, wouldn't
it?
Yes. To be honest.
Yes.
And I think that's really where the Galaxy is for the win, where it's really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And because it's online, you connect it to your Wi-Fi. If it can't find something, it'll go up and look for it. And if it can't find it then, it'll say item not found, and you can just hold down record and speak what you want the item to be called every time you scan it.
Right.
And every time you scan it in the future, it plays back your voice instead of saying item not found.
That's right.
You can erase these messages, so you can practice them, you can do it again, so you haven't committed yourself once you've recorded it. And for me, the most exciting bit is that you can turn on, if you want to, you don't have to, and it's off by default, you can turn on sharing. And if you do, every time you record a voice item for a scanned barcode that it doesn't find, it can optionally upload it to the Envision America server, the company that make it, and then everyone gets that recording when they see that particular barcode. So a bit of community sharing going on there as well. I like that. I think that's really cool. So that's it. That's the ID, the Galaxy ID Mate, and it's 995 excluding VAT. And if you've got any questions about it, give me a ring by all means on 01438 742286. And any weekday, that is Monday to Friday from 9 till 5:30. And we will try and help. And it'll be around several exhibitions this year, won't it, Ange?
Yes.
So yes. If you're coming to any of the exhibitions that I'm at, then come and see the Galaxy ID Mate. It's a brand new product for us. It's not a new product. I should make that clear. It's brand new to Computer Room Services, and we're glad to be a partner of Envision America. I think that's about it. What do you reckon, Ange?
I think so.
Yep. Yeah. So with the clock telling me it's... what is the clock telling me? Half past 12?
One.
Is it half past one, is it?
I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon it's half past one. I don't know where time goes.
It's very late today, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we are late today.
Don't know quite why we're there.
So,
late, but yeah.
with that, I'm going to say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And, of course, we'll see you next time.